men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome once again to another rousing session of the Computer Corner. If your floppy drive is, if your hard drive has become floppy,
or your smart media is no longer being so smart,
you've come to the right
place. Just plain dumb.
Dumb media. It is, in fact, the show that concentrates on your technological questions. I guess we're getting away from computer. We don't want to call it the Computer Corner anymore, do we?
What should we call it?
Too many things beyond the computer that are technology-related.
But almost everything technology-related, like my cell phone, is basically some kind of little basic computer.
Yeah.
If you think about what the early, quote-unquote, computers were,
yeah,
my cell phone's a heck of a superpower compared to that thing.
For sure.
Your calculator that you're using at school is a heck of a superpower.
It is, in fact. And, of course, your participation in this show is somewhat helpful at times.
Yeah, buddy!
We are here to answer, a handful of calls.
We'll take as many as we can at 602-277-5827.
No, that's not true, because if we're going to take as many as we could, we wouldn't have all the segments that we have that are pre-produced, and we wouldn't have any commercials.
As many as we can with what we have to work with. I mean, we've got commercials, have to pay the bills. You guys want to have this fine show there out on the airwaves, so we got to get that paid for. And the other things are, our hidden agendas that are...
Drop us an email, if you will, through our website, datadoctors.com/radio, and you can see all of today's topics and links. We're going to kind of review or overview our fun little trip to the Consumer Electronics Show. Was it last week?
It was.
It's like a big blur.
Yeah, we were there Thursday and Friday of last week, so right before last show. And last show we broadcasted...
Yes.
From the home show, so we didn't touch at all on that. And we were kind of still, I think, in a daze from...
Yeah. We had just flown back in and did that show. So now we're going to concentrate on all the cool stuff that we saw at the Consumer Electronics Show.
If you're one of those folks who say, I try to call in and it's always busy, I can never get through, is your time. There are three free lines at 602-277-5827. Outside of the Phoenix area at 1-800-564-5827. On the West Coast at...
No.
Oh, not yet, huh?
The Left Coast?
Yeah.
You can also email us directly if you don't have access to our webpage but want to email us. You can certainly email us directly, talktalk@datadoctors.com. For those of you that are restricted from the web at your office, but you can use email.
Just make sure the subject line has 14 simultaneous Qs in it.
Really?
No. Just kidding.
All right, so we did spend 2 days filming. We took a film crew up there for our TV show, as much crazy stuff as we could at the Consumer Electronics Show. This is now the biggest electronics show, and apparently this was the biggest Consumer Electronics Show in history.
Really?
Which is encouraging.
That is encouraging. There,
2,300 exhibitors, 120,000 roughly people showed
1,462 bazillion different products and things.
1 million square feet of, over a million square feet of exhibits. Basically, in 2 days, we didn't have a prayer covering the whole thing.
You need to get your English skills polished up, because people email in and say, you guys, square feetuses.
Squeets?
Square feetuses.
How about just,
Squeet.
Squeet.
1 million squeet.
Come on, yo. It's the, it's the street talk.
What?
You got to combine the words.
What?
Squeet. That's square feet. Squeet.
We have a guy that calls up all the time named Skeet.
No.
But squeet.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A whole new thing.
Yes, sir, E-Bob.
But besides all that, there was places. That it extended not only to the big convention center, but across the street to the Hilton and over to the Riviera and down the road to this place and that place. And yeah, like Ken said, there was no way in 2 days we were going to get all that in, but we got a lot in, surprisingly.
By the way, the little Las Vegas trivia for you. The highest paid cab man, not cab, what do they call it? The guy that stands there that hails the cab. I mean, really just standing there to get some money from you?
The valet.
He's not valet, really. It's
That's
like
what he said.
You're standing in the line waiting to get a, hey, is that Rosie sneaking through the studio?
He's trying to be quiet. And
nice job, Rosie.
They all saw you too, Rosie. Oh, wait, we don't have cameras here.
Tell Roman to get a haircut, though.
Yeah.
The highest paid guy...
Doorman!
He's kind of like a doorman. He is at the Hilton, and apparently he puts on quite a show.
Yes.
So next time you need a cab, get a cab to the Hilton and then catch another cab there just so you can see the
and
show.
And you're thinking, how much could this guy possibly be paid? And we understand that he lives in a...
Six figures, yeah.
Yeah.
No, five figures. No, six figures.
No, six is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. Anyway, yeah, you know what I came away with this year's show, pretty much my overview on this thing?
If it has a blue LED on it, it will be.
It's the hottest thing. No, my deal was...
That was my deal.
Everything does everything. Cell phones now take pictures. Cameras now play music. Music players now take pictures and allow you to make a phone call. You know, laptops do everything. Everything does everything.
Right.
So it's just going to be a matter of which everything device shall I take with me today.
So you've got like all, and most of them have their thing that they're really focused on. They're primarily a cell phone, but they also have a little camera built in. And yeah, the camera's not nearly as good as a cheap digital camera you're going to buy, but it can do the job.
But Sony showed a Clié, that's their little PDA,
yes,
that had a 2-megapixel camera built into it.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty phenomenal.
Creative had, and a couple other companies had too, they had this cool little camera that was the size of about 2 or 3 credit cards stacked. And this thing was a 1-point-something megapixel.
Yeah.
It could hold like 50-some images in it.
$100.
And it would, I mean, it was like the size of a floppy disk or even smaller. You could slip it right into your shirt pocket and walk around. Nobody would know it's even in there.
Actually, the TV show that we just shot Thursday, which won't air for a couple more weeks, you'll be able to see that camera and a bunch of other cool stuff that we saw at Comdex. DVD
CES, not
Comdex. Oh, CES.
You're bad.
I'm bad. Yeah, me bad. DVD recorders. So your camcorder is going to actually have either a mini DVD or a full-size DVD. Sony, Panasonic, a bunch of these folks were showing cameras that will be out in the next quarter or so.
And you're thinking big deals are already out. Well, these ones, the price is coming way down. The quality is going way up. And
these ones?
These ones.
Oh, but these aren't proprietary
right
anymore. These are going to be like, pop it out of the camera, pop it into your DVD player.
Exactly.
More good.
Yeah.
Wireless television.
You're thinking, why would I need wireless television? Well, let me give you a for instance.
For instance.
For instance, maybe you forgot to pre-wire your home, or you bought a home that didn't have pre-wiring, or you live in a home that was never heard of back then, and maybe in your kitchen area, breakfast nook, slash whatever that area is you call that you kind of sit and have breakfast and your coffee, and you want to be able to watch the TV, but you don't want all these big pieces of coax strung across the house. You can just put a TV, you could even get a flat panel mounted on the wall, plug it in to power, and the TV signal can be beamed to it from a device across the room that's plugged into all those things, whatever your signal is.
Yeah, that goofy commercial where you see the couple laying down and they're trying to figure out where to put the flat panel, and they decide to put it on the ceiling.
Now, the problem is most houses aren't wired coax into the ceiling for your satellite dish to plug in there.
Your cable, you mean?
Your cable, your satellite, whatever it is you have.
Satellite's dead.
Your big antenna ears,
it's
your
cable.
HD television broadcast from South Mountain.
But you can actually do that. I mean, it's reality now. Well, actually, at the end of the summer, you'll start to see some of these wireless television devices.
And there's one of you out there thinking, well, that's been reality for a while. X10 makes a device. No, but that's not very good quality.
And we're also talking...
This is like DVD quality stuff that can be like shot through the air at the thing and the stuff.
Well, one company had a prototype for an HD TV wireless flat panel.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying too, I think. Hey, retro was big, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? They had all these little, like, I guess you'd call them record players. That's what those things are called.
Phonographs.
Well, they look like phonographs, but they had, like, little secret slots for CDs, and they'd play MP3s and all this stuff, but they look like the old stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of plastic and chintzy, but some of them were made out of, like, real wood, and they really looked just like that old classic stuff that is way before I was born, probably, like, when Ken was only 20, that stuff.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? I got an idea.
Huh.
We posted a bunch of pictures, and folks, if you're a newsletter subscriber and you didn't get a newsletter last night, we had some consternation in our mail system for some
Ken
reason.
Ken forgot to put it into the mail queue and then processed the... No.
Wrong.
Ken did his normal thing, and for some reason it didn't make it to the place it needed to make it to, and we didn't realize it until this morning because we're really bad.
Heads are going to roll. But anyway, one of the links we put in the newsletter, and you should get it eventually, is a pictorial of our visit to CES. And there's some pictures in there of some of the cooler stuff that we saw. And our
it's
quest.
It's fairly family friendly, so when Ken says pictorial, don't get all uptight.
Oh, no, you should get uptight. Because our quest for a data nurse, we were auditioning young ladies, all the booth babes, to see who might possibly make it as a data nurse? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah, sure. Go see the pictures, folks.
You can see them right now, actually, at datadoctors.com/radio. Look down in those resources area, and you'll find a little link to, it says CES.
No, it says Ken and Brandon's pictorial complete with centerfold.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's Ken's attempt at humor.
It's not humorous.
Yuma.
It's for reals.
But datadoctors.com/radio, while you're there, look at all the resources we have, including that resource. You'll also see links to our Cox High Speed website of the week, our webattack.com free download of the week, and of course our ever-popular Geek Speak of the week, which will all be coming up in the show.
And if you're out there and you went to the Consumer Electronics Show, we actually had quite a few people come up to us while we were out there filming stuff and said, hey, how's it going? Listen to your show, so on and so forth. So if you were out there and you saw something really cool, call in and tell the rest of the audience about what you think is going to be really cool for the year 2003.
So stick around, a lot of show to come. We got callers like Roy, Lewis, Blair, Debbie, and a whole bunch more on hold. Those lines are all booked up, but here's the number in case you hear someone hang up. It's 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.